And so I'm going to ask you, just from a personal standpoint, when you put your head on the pillow at night and in the privacy of your own thoughts, what gives you reason for hope going forward? And on what is that hope or your worldview based, that you have optimism going forward for, like, where this is going to take us now in the world?
Well, I have about three different levels of hope. On the most superficial, I've been really worried about China. I really have. I just thought, you know what, 1.4 billion under a communist regime that has bragged about taking over the world is scary. And I think this was a wake-up call. No longer is Donald Trump some eccentric nut warning about China and a voice in the wilderness. People are going to listen. It's a wake-up call, and that's reassuring. The second thing is, for all the mistakes we've made and all the panic and all the weaponization of the crisis, every day I either read or hear or I meet nurses, truckers, farmers, people who are quite brave, and they remind me of prior generations. And then finally, I live in a house that had six generations, and I grew up with stories of how they survived the 1918 flu out here and how my aunt got the polio epidemic of 21, and she stayed here for the next 60 years crippled in the living room, and all the things they went through. My father flew 40 missions over Tokyo in a B-29, and I remember all of the things they did, and they all had confidence in the United States, and they had a sense of transcendence. That's very important, that they believed in a God, the Judeo-Christian tradition, that all of what we're doing in some ways will be a reflection of where we are permanently. And that means that you get a brief chance on life to display heroism and virtue, and that is not forgotten, and that in itself makes people better people. And I think we kind of lost that in this country. And we deprecated people that were in the shadows, that did really important tasks. We got arrogant. We got very affluent and complacent. We got agnostic and atheistic. And we were living sort of to gratify the appetites. And I think this comes around and it says, all of what you were doing was sort of a joke. The impeachment was a joke. The Mueller thing was a joke. These were all side attraction. This is an existential threat, either the virus or the reaction to it. And how you behave in it is not just important, but it's a chance for redemption, that you can show yourself to be virtuous and have a soul and have a God and worship and know that you're not alone, that there's past generations are looking at you and they're with you. And I think that's kind of reassuring. I think a lot of people are feeling that while we're a sympathetic people, we get into cul-de-sacs and detours, and we have to be slapped back onto the main course, and maybe this will do it. And hopefully it will do it without a lot of human loss of life,